John chapter number 10, verses 4 and 5. It says, when he put us, this is talking about the good shepherd. You remember Jesus talking here about, I am the good shepherd. Isn't he good to us?
Yes.
Amen. When he puts, the good shepherd, you could say, puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him. Say this next statement out loud, for they know his voice. Tell your neighbor, that's you and me. We know his voice. My sheep, we always make the statement, my sheep know my voice, right? And look at verse number 5, and a stranger will they not follow. In other words, I like to say strange voices.
Yeah.
How many of you know there's many voices in the world? The Bible says there's many voices, but some of them are strange. They're not the voice of our shepherd. But he said a stranger or strange voices will they not follow. And he didn't say you won't hear them,
right. But
you won't follow them, right? How many of you have ever heard other things? You ever heard worry talk to you? You ever heard doubt and fear talk to you? Sure you have. You ever heard condemnation talk to you? That's another voice, isn't it? But how many of you know just because we heard it doesn't mean we need to follow it? We can hear the wrong voice and answer it with the truth. A strange voice, they will not follow, but will flee from him. And by the way, just because you're hearing the wrong voice doesn't mean you need the devil cast out of you. You know, people hear this and they think, well, if I heard the wrong voice, then I need to have the devil. Well, Jesus heard a wrong voice.
Right.
In the 4th chapter of Luke, remember, he said the devil took him up on a pinnacle of the temple and he said to him, cast yourself off the pinnacle of the temple.
Yes.
3 times we have record Jesus heard the enemy talk to him.
Yes.
Now, it probably wasn't audible because he was tempted like we are, but it comes in the form of a suggestion to your mind or thoughts, you know. And so just because you heard a wrong voice doesn't mean you need deliverance or something cast out of you, because that doesn't mean it's in you just because you heard it.
That's right.
It's the enemy's the prince of the power of the air. He's out here and he can talk from out here. Isn't that right? So if he's out here, you don't need him cast out of you. You just need to answer what he said. You know, Pastor Nancy's book, answer it. So a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, flee from the stranger, for they know not the voice of strangers. And so this passage is talking about the Lord's voice. I've been in the ministry for 35 years. I don't even know now. Lost track. After a while, it doesn't matter, right? How many of you know young people? They're all concerned about their age. You know, I'm 9. Well, I'm older than you. I'm 10. Well, you get to be 55. You're like, I don't know how old I am. I'm just like, doesn't matter anymore. I'm just mature. And I, right? But anyway, however long ago it was, 35 years ago, we went into the ministry. From that time on, you know, you get to finding little things out about the body of Christ and so forth. And you find out that a lot of people probably are, probably as many people more, I don't want to say frustrated about this area of hearing God than maybe many other areas of their spiritual life. Because this verse is talking about you being able to hear from him.
Yes.
You know, it's not the Bible is the primary way he talks to us. But how many of you know the Holy Spirit will talk to you about the Bible and make it alive and reveal it to you and make it known to you? And then when the specifics of life, the decisions about the specifics of life come, we can actually recognize which direction he's telling us to go, or recognize his voice, you might say. We'll clarify that in a minute. And know what to do. We're not like the enemy where we just, well, let me put it this way. When we were in the kingdom of darkness, there was nobody, we belonged to Satan, and there was nobody that really cared about us.
Right.
Satan didn't really care about you.
Right.
You know, remember the Bible talks about when Acts chapter number, whatever, 19, I think maybe, where they cast those demons out Paul cast demons out and others decided they were going to cast demons out. And you remember they said, and they weren't even saved, I don't think, those 7 sons of Sceva. And the Bible said, the demon said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those men are in his kingdom and he said, who are you? He doesn't even know them. He doesn't care about them.
Right.
The devil, you're in the devil's kingdom. He doesn't care about you.
Right.
He's just out to steal, kill, and destroy you and use you for his kingdom and then take you to a devil's hell.
Right.
And laugh at you. I messed you up, didn't I?
Yeah, come on.
He doesn't care about you. But now we're in a kingdom somebody cares about us.
Yes. Amen.
I mean, we're the apple of his eye. We're you read the Bible and how God loves us. He made us somebodies. He loves us, for he loved us from the foundation of the world. He sent Jesus to die for us. He's a good God. Somebody's watching out for you. Praise God. So, but and part of that care over your life is that he wants to guide you in the affairs of life. Really in all the affairs of life, not just, you know, spiritual things, but in natural things. And Christians ought to be the happiest, most peaceful, most victorious, most clear thinking, most successful, most most victorious relationships, the most victorious in our body, the most victorious people in the finances, just victory in every different area of life. Because somebody's inside of us to help us have all that. And he's not just in there as a hitchhiker. He's got a ministry. The Holy Spirit, he actually wants to help us. Jesus died so you could hear his voice. So, praise the Lord. So here he said, my sheep know my voice. Now, I like that. When I woke up that morning, I said, the Lord woke me up, started talking to me about this. He spoke this verse to me, there are these two verses. And then he said, the great value of being his sheep is his voice. Value his voice enough to lay aside the distractions and spend time hearing his voice. Value and put importance on hearing. Hallelujah. What good is a shepherd if he's not going to say anything, if he's not going to direct, if he's not going to take you to where the green pastures are? You know, talking about Jesus here being the good shepherd. So he wants to be intimately involved in your life. And a lot of that has to do with him speaking to you and you hearing him. And you can talk to him and he'll hear you. Isn't that right? So really, he's offering you his voice. Your shepherd is offering you, he's offering you, he wants to talk to you.
Yes.
You know, we know he talks through his word, but he wants to talk to you about his word. You know, you can read a Bible verse and you go, yeah, I know about that, until the Holy Ghost talks to you about it. And then you're like, whoa, yeah, I see that. Right? And that's what I'm talking about whenever I talk about his voice. So he's offering you that. Be interested enough to hear it. How many of you know in the decisions of life, in choosing direction or making decisions, there's oftentimes, you know, questions that arise. What, do I do this? Do I do that? God doesn't want us, and he made it available for us to not have to live to where we got a question mark over our head all the time. What about this? I don't know. What about that? I don't know. What's the future? I don't know. You know, how are you going to do that? I don't know. He doesn't want us living that way. I say sometimes he doesn't want you living with a question mark over your head. He wants you living with an exclamation point over your head.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you got answers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just a little example. I can't go into any detail about it, but for the last, I've been praying about something for about a year, particular thing. And through that year, the Lord has said, I wish I could give you more details, but I can't. But through that year, he said different things to me. And when I mean said something, I don't mean always that I don't think ever that I heard an audible voice.
Yeah.
You understand? This is a voice in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it comes to your spirit.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I could just clarify, sometimes it's not even a voice per se in the spirit realm. Sometimes it's an inner knowing.
Yes.
Sometimes it's an assurance on the inside of what he's saying to your heart. Sometimes it's inner, we call it inner peace, you know. Sometimes it's just inner clarity. Like you're praying in tongues and all of a sudden something comes clear. And I'm not talking about your mind, although it floats up to your mind, but I'm talking about in your spirit. It just comes clear. Oh, I see that. Anyway, I've been praying about something for, I don't know, about a year. And the Lord was, I saw where something was going to go and how it needed to be changed and turned. And I was praying about it. You know, the Lord will keep you ahead of stuff. So I've been praying about that. So, but anyway, through the year, I would say about a year, he's said different things to me. And it seemed like they were somewhat disconnected. Not all completely, but in some ways disconnected. In other words, I could tell it wasn't the whole picture. But I just spent, I don't know, I get in these seasons praying more in tongues. I have been in that season again. And I don't know, I haven't, I just, last night I woke up And I wanted to go back to sleep. I mean, I'm going to thank God for He gives His beloved sleep.
Amen.
But I really wanted to, and I really needed to get some more sleep. But I had a prompting. Get up, go up above, you know, because our bedroom's on the main floor. Go up to your office on the second floor above the garage. And I just had a prompting. Really, I kind of saw it on the inside that I needed to go up there. I don't know how to describe that, but I just had an inner image of me up there praying. And I'm thinking, well, and so I went halfway into the kitchen, halfway there, and I got a drink deciding if I'm going to do that or not. You know, I want to go back to bed.
Yeah,
don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Come on.
I want to go back to bed.
Yeah.
But I said, all right, that's it. I'm not going to flunk.
Come on.
You haven't ever flunked these tests, you know.
Yes.
They're not a test per se, but it's a leading that you know God has something for you. And you.
Yes.
So I said, all right, okay, I want to show God I'm interested.
Amen.
Whatever He wants to say to me, I'm going to show God. So I went up there, by gosh, just trying to stay awake, you know. And I started praying, and all of a sudden my spirit started stirring, started getting an unction, praying in tongues. And the Lord took me through the last year and showed me, bam, 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 everything He had said. And then He said, He put it all together, and I saw the whole thing. I'm like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, I'm glad I came up here and prayed.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I know for me.
Yeah.
You do what you want to do. But for me, 2025. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
I got some things. I got a hold of some things.
Praise God. Amen.
Some things are going to be different for me. I mean, that sermon that I preached, what was that, two Sundays ago, whatever, where, you know, the year of things being set right. I don't know what you're going to do with that, but I got me a hold of that.
Amen.
There's some things going to be set right. And I know exactly what they are, and I know why they were going the wrong direction, and I know the corrections that were made. I know what's going to be going on the right direction.
Amen.
Some things are being set right for Pastor Jay.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. So I don't know how I got on that, but I'm talking about hearing His voice. Faith comes by hearing and hearing His voice. Some things that I really needed to hear from God on, I heard from God on. And now, you watch out, 2025.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not sure about 2025. Why don't you get in that place of hearing? Why don't you get in that place of hearing and get a hold of what He's saying to you?
Amen.
Well, I just don't know what He's saying. I struggle with hearing His voice. Well, that could be for several different reasons.
Yeah.
I know exactly what that's like. I'm not here to put anybody down. I know what that's like.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to grow more spiritually to recognize the difference between your own spirit and your mind or your soul. Sometimes people don't hear because they're noisy mentally, busy mentally.
Yes.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you how one indication a person's busy mentally. Even with the word, busy with the word mentally. You tell them their answer, go, yeah, I know that, but.
Yeah.
No, you just know it in your mind.
All right, come on.
Your mind is busy with that, but your spirit hasn't laid hold of it yet.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Pastor, who are you talking about? Well, me too. I'm talking about me too.
Amen, yes.
So anyway, but just busy mentally, just busy, just a lot of busyness. The Spirit of God doesn't, you don't hear His voice in your head. You hear it down in here, and you got to get quiet.
Yes,
remember Isaiah, or what is it, Psalm 46, something like that, verse 18 or something like that, talks about be still. Verse 16 maybe, be still and know that I'm God.
Yes.
Be still.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So the knowing is in the stillness.
Yes.
Say it out loud. The knowing is in the stillness.
The knowing is in the stillness.
I think some people get nervous. We've had people stay at our house before, spend time in our house, and they get a little nervous because it's quiet around our house. I guess because they get nervous because they're not used to that quiet. They're used to the noise.
Yeah.
You know, 13 different noises going on, TVs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Well. No, so Pastor, you don't have kids. Well, that helps. Don't misunderstand me. I understand kids, and I like the noise of kids. You understand what I'm talking about? Praise God. It sounds like life. Doesn't that sound like life?
Yeah.
But yet right now, the hand, you can't be that 24/7. There needs to be some quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I was just thinking driving out. I don't know. I'm just kind of, I'm not even hardly teaching tonight. I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, was driving to church tonight, and the Warners, we live by us, and they're not going to be there anymore. I thought, man, I'm going to miss those boys in the summertime up there hollering and running around in the yard, you know. I like noise too, you know what I'm talking about? But I like a lot of silence. I like a lot of solitude. Why? Because I need to hear.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need that time.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of time just being quiet. Praise the Lord. All right. So he offers you his voice. Say that to your neighbor. He's offering you his voice. Say it to them now. Be interested enough to hear it. Amen. What does his voice contain? His voice contains his mind. Amen. How many of you know if you miss hearing from him, you're going to go on in your own mind? In other words, you're going to take steps forward in your own thinking. That's why there's value in hearing his voice. His voice is to direct your thinking. It's to lift you into his higher thoughts. Some of the things he spoke to me last night, I go, whoa, I hadn't thought about that. thing after thing. For about probably for more than a half hour. He just said thing after thing. I was writing it all down. I was speaking it into my phone, putting it down because I need to capture all that. Hadn't thought about that. Oh, I see that. Okay, I didn't realize that's connected to that. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You don't have to go through life not knowing.
There you go. That's right.
Or like we say, guessing and going. You can go through life seeing and knowing. You know what's ahead. Hallelujah. I've had the Lord say to me before, because not everything's complimentary. If everything you get from God's complimentary, there's a verse in the Bible about you. Amen. I won't quote it, but it's in Hebrews chapter number 12. Amen. Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, right?
Yes.
If you don't receive correction, you're not a legitimate son.
That's right.
So not everything I get's a good job. I'm telling you, you just all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
No, sometimes it's correction. Yeah. I've had the Lord say to me, you're on dangerous ground.
All right now.
Yep. And I knew exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Anybody ever heard anything like that?
Yes, sir.
Whew. Man, I've had him tell me that. Anyhow, praise the Lord, got quiet on that one. But thank God for his voice. I mean, he loves me enough to tell me that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, so his voice contains his thoughts. His voice contains his plan. It contains his wisdom. It contains his faith. How many of you know it contains your answers? It contains the direction you can go. The Bible says in Psalm 29, his voice can break things.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Psalm 29 talks about the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
Yeah.
In other words, there are things that can be, you know, kind of holding you back, that one word from God can break that.
Yeah.
That's part of what I got last night. I knew some things were going the wrong direction and I hadn't been able to get it to turn. But he spoke through praying in other tongues. I must have got it prayed out and praying in other tongues. And then he spoke to me. And whenever he spoke to me, it broke that unbelief. I knew that it stopped the thing that was going one way. Now it's going to go another direction. Praise God. You can get things done in the spirit before they even happen in the natural. You can stop things that are getting ready to happen in the natural by picking them up in the spirit and saying, no, you don't. No, you don't. Amen. It shouldn't be that they happen and then we go, whoa, I didn't know that was coming. Well, people of the spirit, they're ahead of the devil. I haven't been perfect in that. I'm not trying to set myself up as perfect, but I'm a long ways down the road than I used to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So his voice can break things. I'll tell you, that's one I appreciate. I don't know if you understand what I meant by that or not. So it can break things. His voice can comfort. You ever needed some comfort? I know, for example, I'll just give you one example in my life. I could tell you story after story after story after story. But I'm thinking of the leading of God to start the second church in Kansas City. And we got prayer groups together, people praying, we praying things out. How do we do that? I mean, the assignment's one thing, but what's the steps? How do we do that, you know? Somebody said, well, I don't know how to do what God told me to do. Well, don't ask me. I'm not the one that told you to do it. If he told you to do it, he'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Amen. We have people come to us, ask us, how do we start a daycare? I said, well, we didn't know either.
Yeah.
We just had to take steps and pray it out, see how the Lord led us. Anyway, so, but we were getting direction to start the Kansas City Church, and we were praying it out and so forth and so on. And we got a lot of things prayed out. We knew some things about which steps to take and when to take them and you know, who to use. And a lot of things had to be clarified in our spirits, you understand. And so it's one thing to know what the assignment is, another thing to know, okay, here's the steps, here's the people to use, and a lot of those kinds of things. Yeah. So we're praying all that, and I had one thing bugging me the whole time, and I never got clear on it, and it was affecting my faith.
All right.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I just and I'll tell you what it was. You want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if this congregation was going to support it.
All right, now.
Because I didn't want this congregation to suffer.
Uh-huh.
Because we're splitting our time between two churches. You understand that? I mean, you got to think about things sometimes. So I thought, I need to know. I need to hear from you that this, I'm talking about Cedar Rapids, will support that kind of a pulpit schedule. And it was one of those things that was snagging me. Because I don't believe God does anything at the expense of something else in your life. I believe the plan of God will bless every area of your life. But I needed to know from God that this congregation was going to support it.
Yes.
And so everything's go on the inside except that snag in me. Uh-huh. I mean, I'd go forward and it's like that thing would just snag me and hold me back. In other words, it was affecting my faith.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
I needed the assurance.
Yes.
I needed to hear.
Yes.
That God, that this congregation was. And so I'm praying and I'm praying. And then I kind of got busy praying about some other things. And while I'm praying about something else, the Spirit of God spoke to him and he said, now, that question you've been asking me about this, the congregation, Cedar Rapids supporting it. He said, they would not have if the word hadn't got into them.
Right.
But he said, you got the word into them, so they will.
Amen.
Amen. Whoa! Here we go. That broke that off of me. Hallelujah. That's available to all of us. Anybody ever had anything snag you? I mean, you want to do this, but you just need to have the assurance about something. Praise God. And I can't think of one person, Cedar Rapids, that has left the church over, you know, not being here all the time.
Yeah.
Now, if you were thinking about it, don't start. Amen. We don't want to make that statement and then somebody gets. Anyhow, praise the Lord.
No, sir.
Hallelujah. What an honor for you as a congregation to be counted faithful before God, to be able to be entrusted with something like that, and to bring up another congregation.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Give yourself a pat on the back. Tell you, that's from Pastor Jay and Jesus. And then Pastor Debbie will come up and smack you across the face. Anyway, I'm kidding. We're in rare form tonight. She won't do that. She loves you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So where were we before you got me distracted on that? I had to hear. Hallelujah. And I'm just not talking about, I think maybe it seems like maybe. No, I'm talking about you heard something on the inside. God offers you his voice. Praise the Lord. Is this helping you tonight? And so hearing can do all that. Hearing will direct your faith.
Yes.
Our faith is not to be directed by our mind.
Right.
Well, I think this is what we should believe God for. No. No, we don't direct our faith by our mind. Our faith gets directed by hearing.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes maybe we need to clarify that because sometimes people, we think, well, I got faith. I can just use it this direction or that direction. Well, the word provides general things that you can mix your faith with, like take financial increase, for example. But how do you do that? In which direction do you go? You know, let's say it's investing. Am I supposed to invest in real estate? Am I supposed to invest in stocks, mutual funds? Am I supposed to invest in business somewhere? Start a business? What's, you know, hearing.
Yes, hearing.
Hearing directs your faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And once you've heard, I mean, lay hold of it like a bulldog does with a bone.
Yes.
Now, just because you heard one thing doesn't mean you have enough that you're done hearing.
That's right. That's right.
Like, for example, I'm using a lot of examples and stories tonight. I was in, May of 2022 or whatever, whenever I heard the Spirit of God say, we were down in Kansas City, we were preaching there, but we were preaching outside the city, but we were staying in a hotel in the city, in the Metroplex. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, we were finishing preaching on Sunday night, woke up Monday morning, I was going to drive home, and I was just fellowshipping with the Lord, and I heard, not audibly, you understand, but on the inside, just an inward, really it was more than a witness in this case, it was a voice, but it wasn't audible. You get off listening, you know, trying to get hear audible voices. But I heard there's a further plan for your ministry here. Well, I was minding my own business. I wasn't expecting to hear that. You know what I mean? Minding my own business. I just fellowshipping with the Lord. And really what I was fellowshipping with him was over Colossians 1. I'm not getting him in off page one of my notes. I got about 12 pages of my notes. But it's your fault because you're pulling so hard tonight. I'm saying that as a compliment. I was meditating on Colossians 1:9, where it talks about that you be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I was claiming that verse that morning, just worshiping him. Thank you, Father, that you fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom. I had some things, decisions we needed to make steps on. You know, thank you for the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I was thanking him for that. And that's whenever he spoke that to me. There's a further plan for your ministry here. And I, okay. Yeah, I just sort of, you know, I wasn't expecting that.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I wasn't expecting in general, but I just wasn't expecting that. Except the Lord had been in our prayer time talking to us about planting churches for years.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, you really want us to do it. I see. It's just... You know how we are sometimes. So anyway, I heard that. There's a further plan for your ministry here. Well, here means this city.
Yes.
I knew wasn't referring to that hotel room. Keeping you awake tonight. So I said, I sort of stopped praying. And because what he had just said is still reverberating through me. You know, it's like a bell, you know, that rings. Bong. And it'll go off a couple of times. And then that'll just keep reverberating for a while. And that's the way that I heard that. And it was still going off on the inside of me. And I'm just sitting there quiet because I just heard from God. Amen. His voice. He offers me his voice. And I'm taking it. Praise God. Pastor, do you hear voices? Well, I do, but I only follow one. Years ago, we had a president. He was born again. One of our presidents back a while. And somebody said, he had some issues, and then he got saved, and his life turned around. But anyway, he mentioned, because you know how they, when they're running for president, they pick on you about every little thing they can find. And he somehow or another told some story about God talking to him or something. And boy, people jumped on that. You're hearing voices?
Wow.
You know? And they were afraid about having a president that heard God. I thought to myself, I don't want a president that doesn't hear from God. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, I heard that. There's a further plan for your ministry here. Well, that's still reverberating through my spirit. And he didn't say what it was, but I knew what it was. Some things you hear, some things you know. But when he said that, I knew instantly it was a church. Planting a church. I knew instantly. I mean, I tried to tell a few people, well, he didn't say what it was, and so it might be this. And I tried to go that route for a while, and I'm like, stop it. You know what it is. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to talk yourself out of it? Or tell yourself it wasn't what you knew it was? So I said, all right, Lord, I hear you. I actually wrote it down. And then he just started talking to my heart for a while. I said, Lord, there's just one problem with what you said. I said, I was quoting that verse to you, Colossians 1, 9,
yeah.
I was quoting that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom. I said, I wouldn't call that one statement being filled with the knowledge of his will. That's just a piece of it.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not filled with it. I don't, that does. Here? Who? Yeah. When? Where? Where? What? How?
Yeah. Yeah.
Us?
Yeah.
Were you talking to somebody in the next room and I heard it? You know. There's a lot of things I didn't know. And I said, I wouldn't call what you said to me being filled with the knowledge of your will. I just got a little piece of it. So I have a right to know more. He said, you're going to have to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many of you know just because you heard one thing doesn't mean you have all the hearing? You're not done hearing yet. That's where we get messed up. Well, God said this. Somebody said, I heard this back in 1973. Well, fine. Have you talked to him about it since?
Yeah, come on.
Go over to Isaiah chapter number. Is it chapter number 1? Where is that? Kind of preaching just by the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God for hearing. Say it out loud. God offers me his voice. But look here in Isaiah. We're familiar with Isaiah 1:19, aren't we?
Yes,
you're familiar with that. How about, let's back up a few verses. Would that be all right?
Yes.
Back up a few verses to verse 8. Well, let's just go back to verse 18. I'm going to read the King James to you, but then look at the, we're going to look at the Living Bible. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be like red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Well, that's good, but listen to the Living Bible. Come, let's talk this over. There's your invitation to come talk some things over with God. You know, when you talk to God, you know what that means? You hear him, he hears you. Come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you, this is the Living Bible, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? I mean, I don't know about you, but I needed that.
Yeah.
Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool. If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I'll make you rich.
That's good.
Help.
Help.
He's offering us his help.
Yes.
But notice how he's offering us his help. He's offering us his help through hearing.
Yeah.
He said, let's talk this over.
Yes.
Let's talk it over. He wants to talk to you to help. There's help in hearing. I'm talking about the value of hearing. There's help in hearing. Let's talk this over. If you only let me help you. Hallelujah. So what he's saying is, you notice he mentions being cleansed from our sins. How many of you know the blood did that?
Yes.
The blood washed us from our sin. Isn't that right? So really, he's talking about the freedom because of the blood, because of what the blood did. The freedom we have to come into his presence and talk things over.
Amen.
I'm asking God a lot more questions than I used to ask.
That's good.
Not out of my head.
No,
I mean real things that are on my heart.
Yes.
God doesn't talk about empty chatter. I mean, just things, vain things off the top of your head. You know, what about that, Lord? What about this? What about that? Well, it's probably none of our business. But the things that are really on our heart, I talk to God more than I ever used to. I used to just pray and see if he was going to say anything to me. When I say pray, I mean just spend time in his presence and just see. But in his presence, I'll ask him a lot more questions.
Amen.
Like something happened last night. He said, you know, you've been asking me about this?
Yeah.
I had.
Yeah.
What if I hadn't been asking him?
Yeah.
What if I hadn't been calling for that and asking for that?
Yeah.
Well, he'd let me go on without knowing, without speaking to me. But I asked.
Yes.
I'm interested.
Amen.
I want to know. Does anybody want to know?
Yes.
Praise God. Do you realize without knowing some things, you could not finish your course?
All right now. That's good.
It's true about, that's one of the things he was talking to me about.
Yeah.
I needed to know.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he's given us this offer. I like the first word, come. Yeah. What does that mean, come? Come, in other words, there's a place of hearing. There's a place of fellowship. And to say there's a place of hearing, that means to say there's a place of hearing really implies, he's saying, come to that place of hearing. And that place is often the place of quiet from the busyness of our minds.
Yes.
Come out of the busyness of your mind.
Yes.
See, that's why God, you hear me talking about God talking to me in the nighttime.
Yeah.
You know why? Because my mind's more quiet in the nighttime.
Yes.
And yours probably is too, right?
Yes.
And that's why when I get up in the morning, that's why I like to turn my attention right to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because my mind isn't busy with everything that I got to do or things I'm responsible for. I'm just more, you know, more, my mind's quiet.
Yes, amen.
So when he says come, that's really saying to the place of quiet from the busyness of your mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In other words, come out of your mind.
Yes.
Come to the place where your heart,
right.
Talking to me out of your heart.
Yes.
And I'll talk to your heart. Hallelujah. He's offering that to you.
Yes.
I like that. Tell your neighbor, I think I'm going to take him up on that. He invited me to come. Here's another thing that hearing will do. Anybody enjoying this tonight?
Yes, sir.
I think we normally get out at 9:30. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just having fun. When something isn't working, anybody had ever had a situation in your life, it just wasn't working?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to tell me about yours or you want me to tell you about mine? There's been times where it's just like, that's not working. It's supposed to be working.
Yeah.
How many of you know the word works?
That's right.
Yes. Absolutely, the word works. Yes. Every single time the word works. But somehow or another, sometimes it's not. Maybe we shouldn't say it's not working. The word's not working. It's not. We're not making our connection right with the word. The word always works. Always works.
Always.
That's if we don't settle that, then we'll never really get hungry enough to come and hear. What do I need to hear here to have this work? Praise God. I've come to this place in life. There's nothing in God hard. I've made it hard. Anybody else made it hard before? But it's actually not hard.
Yeah.
What makes it hard is dragging it up in my mind and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That makes it hard. Because really, faith wasn't designed to, your mind wasn't designed to process faith. It wasn't designed, the word is not something just to be mental about. It's something to feed your spirit. Now, we'll renew your mind too, but that'll just get in agreement, help you get in agreement with what your heart's telling you to do. So the hearing we're talking about is down inside.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when something's not working, don't just keep putting your head down with your finger in your ears and plow your way through like a bulldozer. Go to the place of hearing. Oh, my, my. And don't let the devil go with you to the place of hearing, because he'll offer you a whole lot of condemnation about this is not why this is what not working. And let me tell you that God, your Lord Jesus, your shepherd, will never speak condemnation to you. He might speak correction to you and things that'll convict you. Boy, have I had that before. But it was never a beating in condemnation. It was always, I see that. Thank you for loving me enough to show that to me. I'll make that adjustment. Sometimes it's not easy on the flesh.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And so to talk things over, like he offered there, like the Living Bible says, Isaiah 1:18, it means both you and him are going to speak. Let's talk this over. Is that right? So he's offering you to come to that place. When you have a need in life, come to that place of hearing. Come to that place of talking to him.
Yes.
No, not talking with him, talking with him.
Amen.
I'm done talking to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's a reciprocation. He promised, seek me and you'll find me.
Yes.
If it's valuable enough to you to get your answers, you'll just stay in there.
Yes. Come on.
Now, it's not him that you're waiting on, per se. It's a lot of the delay is us getting quiet and getting to the place where we're ready to hear what he has to say. Because do you know there's some things that he won't say because he knows we're not ready to hear it? Amen. We say we're ready to hear it, but when it comes up in our heart, blah, 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 blah. We want the answer, but we don't want that to be the answer. We say we want the answer. Amen. Oh, you can laugh because you've been there and I've been there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He'll say something to you sometimes you didn't run here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So, but the help is in the hearing.
Yes.
The help is in the hearing.
That's
we
good.
Used to help in Healing School, Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and there was people that we would, you know, of course they were coming for healing and then they'd be in the classes, but there were people that we would take in a side room, just as the by the leading of the Spirit. They asked us to do this from time to time. Just take certain ones if we had in our spirit, take them in a side room or ask them if they would be open to it, first of all. And come and pray. Just spend some time in the presence of God, worshiping God.
Yeah.
And really what we're doing is we're putting up our spiritual antenna.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just there to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we're not looking for some big, bad, you know, woolly thing that that we got to slay. You know, it's not always that difficult.
Right.
But we want to see what the Lord says. Sometimes he'll just say, now under this anointing, lay your hands on him now. Or, you know, whatever. We just wanted to get in the presence of God, find out what he had to say about it. And from time to time, not every time, but from time to time, the Spirit of God would bring things up that they didn't want to hear. I can remember a couple of times. I remember I wasn't in this particular time of prayer. Brother Keith Moore told this story about a lady. She wasn't more than in her 40s, I believe, but she's dying of cancer, and it's progressing. They had that on their heart. They took her aside, spent some time praying with her, and it kept coming up something about the call. There's some sort of call on this lady's life, you know. That's not true, but I'm talking about the fivefold ministry.
Right,
that's not true about everybody. There's a call in all our lives, you know, called to be saints, called to his presence, called to fellowship. There's a call in all our lives in that sense, but I'm talking about the call of the ministry that kept coming up. So because it kept coming up, they just stopped and said something to her. You know, what do you believe? You know, they said it in a way that wasn't condemning. What do you believe God's plan for your life is? You know, what's God said to you about his? Well, you know, whenever I was whatever age, I think she was a young girl, the Lord spoke to me about, hearing. The Lord spoke to me. I don't remember if it was a church service afterwards or something, or on a youth camp or something like that. The Lord spoke to her about her call, her assignment, to be a missionary to China. And she mentioned that. And so they said, well, what have you been doing about it? She said, well, really, I didn't do anything about it because I met my sweetheart. And he didn't want to go to China, but I wanted to marry him, so I married him.
All right.
See? Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
The help is in the hearing.
The help is in the hearing.
The help is in the hearing. And sometimes we say we want to hear, but we didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think some good old-fashioned our life is not our own kind of preaching would be good sometimes. I don't get to do what I want to do. Some people, they almost act like they get to do anything they choose they want to do. Well, I made Jesus my Lord, and I don't get to do everything. My plans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything I plan to do. But I'm glad to do it all. I'm just simply saying I'm not in charge of my life. I don't get to do whatever I choose to do. Tell your neighbor, that's good old-fashioned sanctification preaching right there. Praise God. Well, when she got quiet, she would have that come up to her. But then whenever they were praying with her, it came up to somebody. See, why does the Lord do that? Not to condemn somebody, because he wants to help.
Yes.
He's trying to help.
Yes, amen.
Well, can't the Lord heal her in spite of that? Yeah, but see, she has an open door to the devil. That's why she was sick to begin with. Don't get quiet. Praise God. There is a place Remember, the Bible says in Hebrews 10, because he's remitted our sins and iniquities, he'll remember them no more. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews 10:19. Come boldly. Hallelujah. And why? Because at the throne of grace, we can obtain mercy. Fourth chapter says, and grace to help. Mercy, grace to help. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's help at the throne. Grace to help. Help, help, help. And the help is in the hearing. He'll talk to us at the throne of grace. He said, now about that thing you've been praying about. Yeah? Here's what I want you to do about it. Here's the correction I want you to make. That door open to the devil, I want you to make this correction. You know, I've had, over the last, 2-3 years, I've had, it's not unique to pastors' wives, but I'm just saying it's been pastors' wives, two or three different pastors' wives said that they started getting sickly, and I'm not trying to put this on anybody, I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah,
they started getting sickly, and they started seeking the Lord about it. You know, they're believing for healing.
Yeah.
But they started seeking the Lord. Is there anything else I need to know? And the Lord said, yes. And they spoke to them about their call, because they were diminishing their own call.
All right.
And said, now you're going to have to make an adjustment in this area. Both of them, I think two of them that said they made the adjustment. Bam, went back to the doctor. Everything's fine.
Praise God.
Hearing.
Hearing.
You know, he's wanting to talk. Yes. God's wanting to talk.
Yes.
He's on our side. He loves us.
Yes.
Praise God. Now, Exodus 25, verse number 22. 25, verse number 22. There I will meet with thee. I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. The Amplified Classic. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims that are upon the Ark of the Testament, I will speak intimately with you. If all God wanted me to do for the rest of my life is pray, I'd click my heels and say, thank you, Jesus, because I love this place that he's talking about, a place of intimacy and where we can hear his voice. And he said, of all which I give you in commands to Israel. That's the Amplified Classic. So there's a place. Now the Ark of the Covenant, he said, that's the place my presence is going to dwell in the Old Testament. How many of you know you're the Ark of the Covenant in the New Testament? You're where his presence dwells in the New Testament. But he said, there's a place that I'll talk to you from. And then this, in the Old Testament, it was the Ark of the Covenant. But if you understand what the priest did every year, he went in there and he put the blood of animals on that Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
So that covenant, or Ark of the Covenant, is sprinkled with blood.
Yes.
And basically he's saying, that's where I'm going to talk to you, is over the blood. I'm going to talk to you over the blood.
Yeah.
In other words, the blood gave you and me a meeting place with God.
That's good.
Glory. It's a place you and I can come talk things over. We used to not have access to God, but we do now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And things that haven't been working, we can get them to work again. Praise God. Praise God. I just don't believe in failure. I don't believe in things not working. I don't believe in the word not working. Now, have I had areas where it wasn't working? Sure, but it wasn't on God's side.
Amen.
You know, I'm not trying to put anybody down that anything's not working. I got things right now. I'm saying, Lord, this ought to be working better.
Yeah. Come on.
I know it's not on your side. I'm not blaming God.
Come on.
It's on my side.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, if you come to a church like this, you and I, sitting under the word, all of us, sitting under the word like we are, somewhere along the line, God gave us our answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Just sitting under the word. Somewhere along the line. And we somehow let it get past us or ignored it or whatever.
Yeah.
Just said, I don't think that's important. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Amen. Somewhere along the line, God's given us our answer.
It's true.
Praise the Lord anyhow. Thank God he'll bring us back. When we get really, spend time seeking him and listening to him, getting in his presence, that place of hearing, he'll bring those things back to us.
Yeah.
We might not have thought about him for 3 years.
Yeah.
Thought it was no big deal. God dealt with us about something and he spoke to us about something. Oh, well, yeah, I hear you, Lord. Went on and acted like we didn't hear it. How many of you ever had your kids act like they didn't hear?
Yeah.
Hey, man, God's kids do that.
Yeah.
They heard, but they go on and act like they didn't hear anything. I remember a couple came to me and said, there's been a number of couples this happened to, but I remember a couple came to me and said, and tears streaming down their face, both of them, said, well, you're preaching tonight. Actually, Pastor Debbie and I had both got up this service and done a few things back and forth, ministering, and while you were ministering tonight, the Lord spoke to me. I said, I had to jump, turn around, see who it was. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you're connected to them for the rest of your life. This has happened a number of times.
Yeah.
Couple different couples. Yeah. And it wasn't me that said it.
Right. No.
I'm not the head of the church.
Right.
but the Lord said it to them. They're streaming down, and we love you, and we're going to be a part of the ministry and so forth and so on. And they haven't been here. That's been 20 couple years ago. Wow. Amen. And of those 20 couple years, they've been here in and out probably 15 years of those, that has probably been them gone. And they struggle. Well, you're trying to get people in your church. I'm not the one that said it.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm not the one that said it.
No, sir.
Act like it doesn't matter. Like your kids.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you, mama, you know.
Come on.
Well, praise the Lord. But he'll bring those things back to us.
Yeah.
Praise God. I didn't know this was going to go this direction. But you know, Cameron's here tonight, so he needs to hear it. Praise the Lord. No, I'm kidding. Praise God for the word, right? So the blood provided a meeting place. You're invited to come. You have a royal invitation. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Because it's a meeting place. It's a place of meeting with God. Come through the blood. Don't come through your good works. Dear God.
Amen.
Amen. Come through the blood. Amen. The blood gives you access.
Yes.
Praise God. All right. Can I just say a couple more things? We're just going to wrap this up here. When we talk about hearing, it's not always, I don't want you to misunderstand me. It's not always a voice. Like I said earlier, sometimes it's just clarity in your spirit.
Yeah.
It's not clarity in your mind. Your mind, in this place of fellowship, your mind gets quiet. And if your mind gets quiet, you're really not thinking about a lot of other things.
Yeah.
You're just thinking about what the word says or something that's going around inside of your spirit.
Yeah.
And but while you're fellowshipping with him, clarity comes.
Yeah.
You ought to get the series or on the vault, the series called, I think it's called How to Be Led by the Spirit of God. And we go through, I think, maybe 8 or so different ways the New Testament describes the inner witness. And inner clarity is one of them. Inner peace is another one. Inner knowing is another one. Inner light or illumination is another one.
Praise God.
And somebody said, do you always, you know, God talks to you? Do you hear a voice? Not always. A lot of times it's just an inner knowing. That something just dropped into my spirit.
Yeah.
It's like, I see it. I see it.
Yeah.
Some of the things we're going to be sharing on Sunday about the Vision Sunday. Until I got my mind quiet and got to praying about it, I had no idea which direction we were going in 2025. But I just got my mind quiet and things would come up. Praise the Lord. Learn to locate that inner witness.
Yes.
Locate that deeper part of your being.
Amen.
Where that hearing really takes place. Brother Moore has a song, Brother Keith Moore. I don't remember what the title of it is, but part of the verse is it's based on that Old Testament experience with Elijah, I believe. He didn't want to obey God, and he ran and went to a cave, and he thought he was the only one left. You remember that? And there was an earthquake that went by. God wasn't in the earthquake. And then there was a fire. And then there was a wind. And then there was a still small voice. And God was in the still small voice.
Yeah.
He reverenced himself. And so, remember that? Brother Moore has a song based on that. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. He was not in the strong, mighty wind. You ever heard that song? He's not in confusion. He's not in the rush. He is not in the counsel of men. But in that still small voice. You never heard that song? Y'all must be newbies.
That's good.
He got that song back in probably the 90s. I love that song because it just gets me over into the, you know, rather than looking for God out here. See, wind, earthquake, fire, that's a lot of moving out here. That's still a small voice. That's not out here. That's in here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By that still small voice that I heard inside, and that still small voice, he guides. That's that song. I don't know if it's on YouTube. I can look it up. They might can sing it tonight. I don't know whether they're, I don't know if Jocelyn's a newbie too, or maybe she doesn't know it. Hallelujah. Praise God for the word.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Get quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that? Just cut out some noise, especially if you're in a season where you got to make some decisions, or you're being opposed, or you're experiencing you're experiencing attack of some kind. I'm telling you, you can come out of that prayer closet. You might not get there in a day, but you can get quiet and get some answers and hear from God.
Yes.
And come out of that prayer closet not afraid of the devil anymore. You're looking for him.
Yeah.
Woo! Got my answer. I heard.
Yes.
When you've heard, you're sure.
Yes.
You got to get to that place.
Yes.
We talk about faith comes by hearing. And that's not just talking about bouncing off your eardrums.
Yes, come on.
That's talking about down on the inside. You heard that word. Praise God. Stand up with me if you can. Do a little shouting. Help me out here a little bit. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Man, oh man, oh man, oh. That's the beauty of the New Testament. Is that we each know God. You know, the Bible says, you know, it won't be like the Old Testament where everybody says, know the Lord. They'll all know me, the Bible said.
Yes.
My sheep know my voice.
Yes.
Praise God. You'll know it.
Yes.
Somebody said, have I heard from God? Well, if you don't know, you have it.
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. But when you hear, though, you'll go, you won't be coming asking. You'll be coming all excited. I heard. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Now, it's not all over just because you heard. You got to stand on what you heard. But this is just, I had this in my heart to emphasize this tonight. And man, the rest of my notes, I wish I could preach them to you. I will say this. Don't move in. And the staff's had to learn this, and they've been good about it. But Pastor Debbie and I can't move until we've heard. Pastor, we got to make a decision. Okay, all right, fine. We'll get there. Amen. They learn not to push so much.
Yeah.
They're good about informing me of when certain things have to be done and so forth. But even if I haven't heard, we'll just let that date go on past.
Yeah.
Well, you need to make a decision. Who said?
Yeah.
And if you're going to make a decision, which direction you're going to go? And if you've not heard, you're going without knowing.
Yeah,
and there's no faith in that. And the devil can beat you up because he'll attack it. And then you'll go, I don't know if this is the right thing. See, you have no faith in that. You understand? And if you haven't heard, you're out there on your own. I don't want to be on my own. I want him right here with me.
Hallelujah.
So many benefits. Think about Hezekiah in the Old Testament. Prophet came in and said, the word of the Lord through the prophet came in and said, set your house in order. You're going to die. Remember that? Well, that's a word. That's a hearing. But how many of you know he must have known his covenant good enough, because his covenant was clear from the Bible. With long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. And there's many blessings in there about divine healing. Take sickness away from the midst of you. Remember that? Number of your days you'll fulfill. He must have known enough about that he, because he was a godly king, he turned himself. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall. And God said to him some things. If you read the whole account, it's in Isaiah 38. If you read the whole account, he said some things to him that he had to adjust.
Yes, yes.
How did he know he had to adjust? He heard. He heard. And he mentioned it in Isaiah 38. And the Lord put all my sin behind my back. So there were some things he had to correct.
Yes.
We don't have record of what it was.
Yeah.
I'm glad God doesn't put all my sin out there for everybody. Just like, amen.
Amen.
But we've all had to make some adjustments sometimes. So he heard. Here's what he did. He turned his face to the wall.
Right.
You know what that means? You know what you see when you turn your face to the wall? Nothing. Nothing. So what he's saying is he tuned everything else out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he could hear. Some of us need to do that. Tune some distractions out.
Come
on. So we can hear. What's it worth to you? How valuable is it to you? I cherish hearing from God.
Yes.
Because I can't succeed with it. I've proven this. I can't succeed without hearing from him. I'm not all that smart as far as, you know, making the right decisions all the time. But boy, if I've heard, he makes me look like a genius. Amen. Woo, how'd you know that was going to be the place to go or the thing to do? I heard. If I'd gone by my side, I wouldn't have made that decision. Amen. Poke your neighbor and say, there's a genius living on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And if you ever get stuck in faith, here's how you get unstuck. You know what I mean? Stuck in faith. Just seems like you're spinning your wheels high center and not going anywhere. Praise the Lord. But here's what I wanted to say about Hezekiah. He turned his face to the wall. Here's what I want to say to you. Find your wall. You better find, some of us need to find. I hear, when I was leaving the house tonight, I heard that in my spirit. Tell them that some of them, they need to find their wall. Need to find, because I'm ready to talk to them. I want to talk to them. But they got to tune some things out. Glory. Hallelujah. And guess what? If it's correction, that's just the flow of his love. Don't shrink back from that. Just say, yes, Lord, I see that. I'll make that adjustment. I told you, I had the Lord say to me one time, you're on dangerous ground. I knew what he meant. He told me what he meant. Yeah. He said, there's several things it meant, but one thing is I was in danger of missing the call. Yeah. Anyway, that's all between me and God. That's not your business. Hallelujah. Your business is your business. Yeah. It ain't my business, but my business is my business. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, you better take care of business. Amen. And you can. You can get in his presence and find out what he's saying. Praise the Lord. Some of us, we've all done this. I've done this. But we get in a habit. Okay, I'm going to turn on TV, find out the news, and so forth and so on. Well, if you got something you need to hear from God about, break that habit and go home and just get quiet. Just get quiet. Go to bed quiet. Go to bed meditating, fellowshipping. Amen. And I'll tell you, you go to bed, see. Oh, I got too much I want to say. But if you go to bed right, you'll hear more in the middle of the night, and you'll hear more in the morning. Amen. When I go to bed meditating, feeding on the Word and so forth, I'll have dreams about the Word and all kinds of stuff. It's just, I love it. I get sermons and dreams. I woke up one morning, I was in my dream, I was preaching a sermon. And it was a good sermon. I recommend it. But when I woke up, my voice picked up my sermon, right? What I was preaching in the dream. My voice picked it up and I kept on preaching it. I wish I'd have had a tape recorder. It was so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a lot of times that kind of thing happens where the Lord will just take me through a passage of scripture. And as I'm I just lay there and I just quote right up out of my belly. Just bring it up. I'll say, do you remember all that? Nope. The Lord just, it's just in my spirit. I just draw it up. And as I draw it up, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm quoting this. I don't know why the Lord's bringing this to me. But as I'm quoting it, all of a sudden, I see something. Up, that's my answer. That's where I've been needing an answer, and I didn't know it was in that verse. Now I know what to do. Hearing. Hearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If somebody would run around the church, I'd dance with you or run with you or something. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What are we thrilled about? He's offered us the invitation to come and hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This will fix a lot of things. Amen. Married couples, sometimes they think their spouse is the one that needs fixed, and you get to hear and you find out it's you. Amen. Why am I looking over here anyway? I'm just going to go look over here. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has invited you to come and hear.
God has invited you to come and hear.
You should take advantage of the invitation. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight?
Yes.
Praise God, praise God. Just one more time. Shout a little bit about it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Is Ray in here? Ray Rainier, is he in here? He's in the, is he running the TV tonight? Is there any way somebody could take over for him for a minute? There he is. He's not just back there running TV. He's listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now you're in position where you're listening more. He wants to talk more to you. Spend that time listening. And he's got some answers for you. And it'll adjust the future. It'll change the future. It'll make the future be much better. Much better than it would have been without hearing. So listen and set some things aside. And he'll speak to you. And you'll know in your spirit, ah, I see it. I got my answer. And you'll make that adjustment. And the glory of the Lord. Yes, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will be manifest unto you. And that which is of the past, although, I can't say that, but askataye, eramandaregiste, mandaregiste, aramakia, you'll walk free from that. You'll walk free from that. Ha, 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 ha. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the future will be different than it would have been. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Brother Tim. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this all right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, when you married here just recently, a couple years ago, whatever it was, you entered through a door. It's an open door, an opportunity, an invitation to come into some things that, Masakie, where's Miss Vanessa? Come up here. You don't have the baby to watch, do you? Is somebody watching the baby? All right, come up here. She's a part of this. If the Lord brought you together, the Lord brought you together, and you know that. There's no question about that. But yet, I want you to know this by the Spirit, Brother Tim. When you married her, the Lord opened a door unto you that he was looking for someone. I can't say everything, but yes, Lord, that's now him. Now it's Tim. Habrishikite. And so you've been invited in to walk together into a place in the Spirit. Oh, my. Mashikite. Mansgiteye. So it'll be glorious. Know also that it'll be opposed of the enemy, and it's not a time to be lax. Not a time to be unsober, but aware, not afraid, just aware. As you move forward, opposition will come, but you will be used mightily in some things in the Spirit. Not just visibly always, some visibility, but some things of Rabagita. I see that. Masketeteye. Hallelujah. So, Father, that door's open, and I hear you inviting them. Come on in through that door. That door. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. He's counted both of you faithful. Praise God. So it's a time of promotion. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praski tekeri karambramastakeye. Ha, 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 ha. Ha ha asasiki teki and the brogoto yeah ekotokuye andre breskatuye mandaragitokuye mandaragistokuye. Can Miss Vanessa, can you get Miss Vanessa up? Dambrosiski teachke if she can stand. I don't know if she can. Basiki teki mbranzagitaye, come up here, honey. Ambrazeski, Banzagatoye, Andrebraske teye. Put your hand on her stomach and on her back. That's been caught. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off of that area of her life. In Jesus' name. That's the day. That's over now. That's over now. That's over now. In Jesus' mighty name. Ha, ha, ha. Does that mean something to you? I have no idea what that is. But she says yes, it means something to her. So rejoice in it, Miss Vanessa. Don't think of it in the future. It's going to be like, don't think in the future it's going to be like it was in the past. That's over. I come into agreement with you. That stops now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, 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 Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's also some things, Miss Vanessa, there's some things the Lord wants to say to you. I know you have a prayer life and you spend time, and you hear well, but there's some things he wants to say to you about this open door, and he wants to say some things to you about how to get into it, and some things that, some adjustments, not because you're doing anything wrong, but just different phases require some rearranging of things, different priorities, and so forth and so on. So he wants to talk to you about that. So spend some time and he'll get that across to you. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you know what? I'll just say it publicly because I'm telling a bunch of things publicly tonight. But the last two, Pastor Debbie and I, we were two years ago, I guess a year ago, December actually, we were, you know, we had testimony time. And Miss Vanessa gave a testimony, and we went home. Pastor Debbie and I went home, and we said, "Did you see that?" "Yeah, we saw that." And then we kind of forgot about it. And then this time, she gave this year, December, just a month ago, or whatever, gave a testimony 3 weeks ago. We went home. We said, looked at each other, and said again, "Did you see that?" I said, "You tell me first." We both said that. Did you see that? Yeah, I think you might have said it first. There's a call on Vanessa's life. There's a call for ministry there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're yeah, anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She started out in the daycare, now works for graphics and motion graphics, and I don't know what all she does. I think she runs Teresa and she runs everybody. But she's a great blessing, but that's not all that God has for her. Amen?
Amen.
And Brother Tim, you get in on it.
Amen.
I don't know if you're glad about that or not, but you just might as well get glad about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.